I don't personally believe that debt is a bad thing. I think misunderstanding of debt and not utilizing debt correctly can be a very bad thing. And it so is. We're going to try to like break some of that down.
So, and there's so many different situations that people get into sometimes. I will say one thing when it comes to credit cards, don't buy those Home Depots and all that. Those saying, you know, you keep doing the same thing over and over. What are you going to get? You're going to get the same results. And so just having that plan and knowing exactly, and I think when people can see it, you know, I know yeah. Dave Ramsey, he does a lot of things, but a lot of times with the Dave Ramsey, you have to try to set it up yourself.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jacqueline or Jax Kreider. And today we have Miss Debbie Watson. She is a very dear friend and even a business partner. We utilize her a lot for people on the financial side who have some things that we don't do, life insurance, some retirement investing, things like that. So she's an amazing individual. I'm going to let her introduce herself, tell you a little bit more about what she does and what she's passionate about, and then we're going to get going. So welcome, Debbie.
Thank you, Jax. Excited to be here. Yes, my name is Debbie Watson with Team Watson Redeemers, where I help individuals get hope in their finances. You know, so I put a financial plan together. It's totally complimentary. And what we do in that plan is kind of set up a financial house. So we make sure that the foundation is solid with the right type of term life insurance and an emergency fund. And then we start to look at the middle of the house where our debt, how can we get out of debt? And then the top of the house is where our money starts to save. So we want to make sure that we're saving for retirement or we're saving for those special college funds or all those so that we can be successful. So if we don't have the foundation all the way to the top, then we'll never be able to live the life that we want to in our early days, or heaven forbid something happens to us before we meet our goals. So we have to protect our incomes two times in our life. Heaven forbid we die too soon, and if we live too long and we run out of money. So that's what I do. I've been doing it for about 14 years. I love educating. I love giving people hope, and it just brings me pure joy every time I walk out and they're happy and feel relieved, because 14 years ago, you know, I was a client myself, and my husband and I sat down with a friend from church and we were like, oh my gosh, we'll never be debt free. But with some of the concepts that she taught us, it gave us hope, and we're working towards that goal. And now I've been able to get fully licensed and help others. And so it was a win-win.
I love that. Well, yeah. And I mean, you know, we're all about Financial Mastery Simplified, all about education. I mean, you know, that is like really my true heart, is that I just really want people to succeed on their own terms, live their life by their own terms. And, you know, we talk a lot on this podcast about, you know, conceptual things and some of the deep work that we need to do on ourselves to be able to level up and to be able to succeed financially. But sometimes, you know, we maybe haven't always talked as many times about some of the practical application and the practical things that we really need to deal with. And I think especially with the current economy and, you know, people ever since COVID having losing jobs and getting different jobs and just a lot of challenges, you know, inflation kind of going through the roof student loans kind of like just billowing in size and things like that. It's been a really frustrating place for a lot of people financially. And I know a lot of people feel really lost, right?
Yes.
And so I think you and I are going to kind of give some more on the practical side, you know, some things that maybe you could try to start with on your own, right? And some of the maybe things that you have heard before, or some ways that you potentially could leverage, like even maybe your home or, you know, some of the other types of things that you have like asset wise that might help you kind of level up that game, just to kind of run through that. So Debbie and I were talking just briefly before the show about some people that she just really recently kind of helped set up plans for, and just how crazy it is. And before I get her to kind of give you some numbers of like what she was able to kind of help them do accomplish, if you will, I'm just going to say that for those of you listening with credit card debt, which unfortunately, we're like in the most credit card debt I think we've been in as a
exactly
society, like ever.
Yep, we are
right now. And that is a little bit terrifying, number one, right? Because it doesn't bode well. And then number two, if you've ever really dug in to not only your credit card bills, but how compounding debt works, right? How the minimum payments literally like will basically keep you in debt forever.
Exactly.
It's a bit terrifying, right? I'm not trying to say that credit cards are the devil. I don't personally believe that debt is a bad thing. I think misunderstanding of debt and not utilizing debt correctly can be a very bad thing. And it so is. We're going to try to like break some of that down. So that's kind of the first little jumping off point. And so Debbie, kind of talk us through like some of the ways that you kind of figured some of these things out and what sort of plan you sort of help them create, I guess, if you will.
Yeah. So, and there's so many different situations that people get into sometimes. I will say one thing when it comes to credit cards, don't buy those Home Depots and all the, those, I mean, are the terrible, they add up and they really, you know, if you're getting a credit card, have a credit card. Don't buy the ones just to get the sales. And the other thing is, it is great on some of like your Nebraskas and your home, you know, that have the no interest. If you pay the no interest, if you pay the amount that you need, it's wonderful. What sometimes people get in trouble is if they don't, because they, you know, on some of those, they'll just say, okay, this is your minimum. Make sure that you look, that is not your minimum, you know, make sure you're paying
actually
your minimum.
Pay it off in the time.
Exactly.
I was going to say, anytime I've ever done that, I literally had to work backwards and be like, okay, so this was the full purchase price. This was the amount, like I have to show up monthly and I always try to set up on auto pay for that amount.
Yeah.
However,
yes.
The one thing that I will tell you that a lot of people do not realize is if you have a credit card, like for instance, we've done this with Best Buy. If you basically like you have that big, large purchase that's like on 0%, if you're making mm-hmm. additional purchases that are being charged at an amount, there's actually some laws in place that state that they have to actually credit your payment to the higher interest thing. And so what'll happen is that you think you're paying enough to pay off the 0% thing. And in reality, they're crediting it to that higher interest rate thing. And so you won't hit it. And so then all of a sudden when that 12, 18, 24 months, whatever the heck it is, right, that comes up on you, boom, you'll get hit with that full amount of interest and it'll jack that bill way the heck
up.
Yeah. Very, very careful.
Yeah. So that's, you know, definitely one of those things to really watch out. But, you know, I recently had a client and he had lost his job. And so unfortunately they got started backing up. Now he's found a job, you know, they're just now trying to get a grip on what they're wanting. And so they were in their 40s. They were 44, 45, had a couple of kiddos. And when we sat down with them and we plugged it all in, you know, they were doing okay. Only thing is he did have to take some money out of his retirement during that time.
Sure.
So even though we were looking at how to get him out of debt, unfortunately now they're dealing with a huge tax thing. So we're still working on that, but they were paying right around almost $6,000 a month. That included their mortgage, all their bills, in there. They had about a little over, $300,000 in debt, including the mortgage and everything. If they kept paying the way that they were paying, which they really were only paying a little bit of about $109 additional on some of the things on top of that, they would not have been debt-free for 38 years. So that would have put them in their 70s. Now, I have two clients I've worked with in the last couple of weeks, and this one wasn't as bad. But 38 years is 76. That doesn't give you very much hope. Showed them how to pay the debt. So what we teach is what's debt stacking, snowballing. There's a lot of different words for it.
For sure.
We plug it all in and the computer says, okay, that extra $109, put it towards this debt first. And then once that debt's paid off, you don't say, hallelujah, I got an extra $200 a month. No, you take that extra $200 and then you put it towards the next debt. And a next debt, and it goes all the way down to the mortgage. Doing that, they will be debt-free in 6 years, 32 That's awesome. Years sooner. They were ecstatic, and that saved them over $86,000 in interest payment. Yeah. I had another client that actually didn't have as much debt. It was only around $270,000. But the way they were paying it, again, they weren't paying hardly any extra. they weren't going to be debt-free for 100 years. And it went down to 7 years, saving them over $200,000 in interest rate.
That is crazy.
So that's why it's so important. Now, right. both of those instances, I was able to also talk about the foundation, and they both only had group life insurance. So just one little plug about group life insurance. Group life insurance, you don't own that. The company owns it.
Correct.
You don't know the exclusions. I had a client that passed away. Thank goodness they had insurance through us, because when the client passed, they had gone to the hospital. They were in the hospital for 4 days and unfortunately passed away very unexpectedly. When they filed the claim, because in the exclusions and what it meant to be an active employee, you had to have worked a 40-hour work week. How do you work a 40-hour work week because you're sick? Yeah. So they denied it. So thank goodness, you know, so you have to be very careful. Like I told the one gentleman, when you were laid off, you had no insurance. So if something would have happened to you, one of the other families, she's on Social Security. I can't unfortunately insure her, but he's the breadwinner. So if something happens to him,
yeah, she's in trouble.
They're in trouble. So, yeah. You know, it's so important. Yes, I can give people hope to get out of debt, which thank goodness, you know, that's a huge 6-7 years versus 100.
Right.
I'll take it. They were so excited. But you also have to have that foundation because it's going to take time to build back up. So,
sure.
And then the other thing that was such a benefit is now they freed up in this 6-7 years, you know, this $2,000 to $3,000 a month, now they can start putting in their investments, and their investments would go up by the retirement, adding another $1 million, $2 million, $3 million to their retirement.
Absolutely.
You got to get a goal and got to get a plan, but you got to stick with it.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your home ownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience.
We talk a lot in this podcast about being intentional and that, look, whatever you need your life to look like, right? You want to be really skinny and you want to live in like a vehicle, right? Like where you're traveling around the country, you want to live in a tiny home or you want to live in the biggest mansion that you can ever imagine. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm simply wanting you to level up and get yourself to the place that you're looking for. But you also need to have a clear understanding of what that is and what that looks
right.
like, right?
Yeah.
And also, this is no judgment because I definitely have had my fair share of instances with debt and things like that. As Debbie and I were discussing, and it's not necessarily what always works, but what sometimes does work too, is we had a client, and for those of you who are not aware, one of my main functions on something that I've done for over 20 years is mortgage. And the reason that I started doing mortgage, I kind of got into it on accident, and then I stayed because I genuinely like helping people financially succeed, and usually owning a home is one of the bigger wealth differentiators, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of ways, for a lot of Americans who are not diligent savers, because that's not really how we've all been structured to live our lives, it is kind of like a giant savings program, right? Like it kind of forces you to put money towards it every single month because you're making your mortgage payment, right? And
right.
it's not one of those things that's just super easy to go pull out. You can't just go to the bank and like just pull that money out because it's kind of put there in your house, which can mm-hmm. be a good and bad thing. With that being said, we've had some situations and it doesn't always work. So when you get those advertisements in the mail, if you own a home that say you should refinance to consolidate your debt, the answer truly is maybe because
right.
There are some situations that makes a lot of sense. And then there's some situations it really doesn't make a lot of sense, right? So we did a client last year, we did his loan and basically his interest rate was amazing. It was very low. It was around 4-ish%. And we knew that we were going to take that interest rate and not double it, but get close. And so you're saying to yourself, but man, why the heck would he want to do that? Well, in their financial situation, they were coming to a point where they were barely making the minimum payments. Like we were getting really tight on that, whether he was going to even be able to continue to make minimum payments. And so you can't even make minimum payments. What starts happening, right? You now start
right.
going in the rears. You start dealing with your credit score starting
creditors.
To drop.
Yep. Yep.
You're dealing with potential collections. Like there's a lot of aspects and this not only, and understand me, credit score is not the end all. Okay. It's not the fact that your credit score is dropping. It's the mental and emotional.
Exactly. The stress. Yes.
Family.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
Like this is a lot yeah. of stress. Like, oh my gosh, I can't make the payments. I can't, you know, you're getting collectors to call and I'll be real with you. Collectors will say whatever the hell they want to say.
Yeah.
Get you to try to make payments. They'll make you feel bad about yourself. They'll make you feel like they're coming to take you to jail. So many of those things that they pull are illegal. Just FYI, the Fair Credit Reporting Act is very strict on what they can and can't do and can and can't say, but they do not listen to it. Just a warning. They don't do it. And so we were working through that. And so for him, it made sense because we ended up saving him about $2,000 a month in payments. And so
wow.
even though, yes, his mortgage payment and interest rate increased dramatically, it
right.
still allowed them to do a reset. It
right.
might not
exactly.
have been ideal. Debbie's option may have been a better choice for them had they been able, but unfortunately
right.
in their situation, they couldn't. That wasn't
yeah.
their choice. They were
yeah.
barely making ends meet as it is. And the reason their debt kept growing and growing in size is yes, they're making the minimum payments, but then they're putting all their bills back in their credit cards, right? Like,
right.
and that debt.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul. I mean,
exactly.
it will. It'll just continue to snowflake. And so a lot of times, exactly, Jax, you're totally right, is sometimes my solution, there have been times where I have had to tell people because there was not enough money coming in
right.
to
exactly.
pay for it. You know,
right.
you got to go get a side job. You have to do something because, or you go get refinances because there's no way I can help you because I can't make extra money for you, you
Correct.
Know? So, yeah.
Well, and,
so
and the thing is this is not to make anybody feel bad.
Understand, oh, yeah. It's just the world.
I have been there. I
yeah,
have lived that.
Have.
Like, Debbie, you know, like, in essence,
yeah.
I'm kind of living it a little bit right now because of a very crazy situation. If you've listened to the podcast, you kind of know that, like, there was this big, crazy financial crisis that sort of happened in my life that has created some challenge. The difference is that I know it's temporary. And for those of you experiencing it, I need you to hear that. It is temporary. Every situation in your life is temporary. You can move past it. You can move forward. You can figure it out. And you can either do it by like listening to some of these kind of things and trying some of these kind of strategies, reaching out to people like Debbie who are offering, hey, a complimentary service. Let me take a look at it and let me see. You can crawl your way out of anything. I promise you are powerful beyond measure, but you do have to have a plan.
Exactly.
Pretending like it's not happening, like it doesn't exist, like the sky is falling, or maybe if I just don't check my phone or my bank account or whatever, it might go away. It's not going to fix the problem.
Yeah. That's for sure.
And hit you on the head and be like, okay, here, Debbie, here's all the answers.
Well, and it's that old saying, you know, you keep doing the same thing over and over. What are you going to get? You're going to get the same results. And so just having that plan and knowing exactly. And I think when people can see it, you know, I know Dave Ramsey, he does a lot of things, but a lot of times with the Dave Ramsey, you have to try to set it up yourself. That's the great thing is, mine just give me the numbers, plug it in, and the system sets it. And then you can see it, and then it's easy to follow. It's correct. Just teaching people that old habit of, you know, is something a want or a need? We have a book. It's called How Money Works, even for kids, to teach our kids, is it a want or is it a need? You know, if you don't need this, something else that's very, very interesting that, I mean, I've discovered, but even looking at these the last two times of people, where is our money going? We spend way too much money eating out and doing the fast. And Lord, it will eat you up. And so, you know, you just got to start looking, where is the money going?
I did a whole episode of literally like how to break down some of your food budget, because that's actually something that I'm wickedly good at. Like you and I both, we like to cook, but also just, I just know like how to kind of cut some things, like some corners and make some things cheaper or whatever. And so many people are doing that. And I actually created a free budget tool that the intention is not to help you budget. It's really to help you understand where money is going. So really what it is it's like, okay, so you have your big things like, you know, your rent, your car payment, like the big bills that you've budgeted for, like, you know, that's coming out, you know where that's going. Okay. What about all the other things? Like where are you actually
spending your money? The subscriptions, all the subscriptions you have.
Well,
you
that
know, Hulu, or all of those.
So many people, until they actually track it, they don't realize that like, oh, every single week I go to the whatever the heck it is store and I waste $30 and what did I actually spend $30 on? You know what I mean? And like, it's not that there's anything wrong with like treating yourself every once in a while, right? Grabbing yourself a coffee, an ice cream or whatever it is that you like. But if you don't understand that, like, that's where it's going or that you have this pattern, like you can't look to adjust it, fix it. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's not something that is going to just come inherently. You're not going to be like, oh, okay. Unless you're a nerd and you like numbers.
No, I'm in finance and really I don't like numbers. Thank goodness the system does it for me.
I like numbers, but I don't necessarily like, so part of the reason that I created a financial instinct framework is because I'm the anti-rule person. So it's funny because, you know, I work in a space that has more rules and laws and governing things than any other probably job there is. So that's super fun for me when I don't really like rules. And it's always been a big joke in my family that my brother was always trying to find a way to skirt the rules. And I was just trying to rewrite them. That's what everybody said, okay, like my whole life. And I think that for me, it's like, I think that people need to understand the big rocks and the math and like that isn't going to change. Like how compounding interest works, like that's not changing, right?
Right.
On the positive and the negative, right? Like on the credit card side and on the investment side, like those figures are not changing.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy-to-understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, House U provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. House U, home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with House U. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
However, right. You don't necessarily have to rob yourself of everything, right? Mm-hmm. Like I tell people all the time, so I have a second job right now. Why do I have a second job? Because there are certain things that are important to me that I do want to not give up, but I'm not going to let it financially destroy me. So like my dog is one of them. I have been doing them for, I don't even know, 8 or 9 years. I really enjoy it. It's a way that I can express myself because I always look something crazy and different. But in this state of my life, I can't afford that if I don't do something to, you know, promulgate that, to allow myself to have that money.
So. Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that. And you brought up a good point is I don't think, honestly, a lot of people understand sometimes when it does come to numbers of those percentages. So in the credit card world or loans or all that, your higher interest rate is bad for you because that means that is more going towards the interest.
Correct.
When it comes to the investment side, when you talk about compound interest, there's a rule called the rule of 72. Well, if you are not getting a high interest on your investment, then that means your money is not doubling as fast as it should. So
correct.
I think even things like that, because there are so many people, I mean, I never knew the rule of 72 or the banker's rule, they just call it everything. And, you know, if you get a return of 12% on average, you know, 12 into 72 is 6, that means your money's doubling every 6 years. So just think about this and you'd have to, I'm not going to do the math right now, I can, but if you take an investment of $10,000 and after 48 years, it's doubled to over $2 million and you never put any more in because of that 12%.
Correct.
But if you had a 3%, you only have $40,000. Huge difference if you don't know where you're putting your money. And, you know, last year, the market was up well over 28-30%. The market did great. This year, the market has been up and down. But that's part of the system.
Correct.
So you just have to not panic during those times and listen to your advisor during those times.
Well, I was going to say that's the other thing, right? And so if you really look at the people who have created extreme wealth, a lot of times they're going in when everybody else is pulling out, right? And
exactly.
Stressing out. Because
they're buying cheap. You're buying cheaper. So you're buying more and then selling. So buy low, sell high. You know.
I was going to say, I had a person describe it to me like this, and I thought it was such a great analogy that the goal is not, like it's important to know like how much the pen cost, right? But the goal is you want as many pens as possible. Like, so you're trying to collect the pens, and maybe this pen you paid $1 for and this other pen you paid $10 for and several other pens you paid $5 for, but it doesn't matter. Like, you're just trying to collect the pens because the goal is not that you're going to sell them tomorrow, right? And so many people, again, this comes back to intention. They're not thinking in a long-term kind of way. And just so you know, from a psychological standpoint, the way that you visualize things, so the way that that long-term vision, if you're not giving your brain a very specific thing to create and to allow your brain to latch onto and to seek, you actually will be less successful. So when you are being intentional and you are creating those goals, and not that the goals can ever change, and not that you're not allowed to like maneuver things or whatever, but like literally money likes a plan. And so if you are intentional in your thought process, and I mean, like I said, you can do it there, and there's so many different options. I mean, that's really the beauty. Think about it. I mean, not even 20 or 30 years ago, you had so many less choices.
Exactly.
Like you could never really choose to like manage it yourself. That wasn't really a thing. There weren't people that were like average people who were also helping you could manage it all the way up to really high level. I mean, you had to have significant money to be able to have your money managed.
Exactly.
Once upon a time.
Right. Yeah. Right?
They didn't even touch you.
Yeah. And now you have someone like me that you have $50 a month. I'll invest it in the same accounts that are going to get you that big return, you know?
Correct.
So, and I think the other thing is that we really have to start teaching the next generation that even at $50 a month, if you started saving $50 a month when you got your first job, you'd have well over $1 million, never having to put any more in, but you've got into that habit.
Right.
And the government is not going to be around to help you when it comes to retirement. So you have to start thinking about it when you're young, because the longer you wait, the more you have to put in, because again, it takes time to compound. And so it's so important that people start young.
I was gonna say, let's talk about why that is. So for those of you who don't really understand the history of like kind of how retirement sort of came to be. So first of all, a lot of people argue until they're blue in the face that Social Security is gonna go away. I disagree. Social Security is never gonna go away. What I think will eventually happen is they're just going to push the age up so far that you're literally not gonna get it until you're like 90 years old.
Okay? Exactly.
So yeah, you'll get it, but it's definitely not gonna be like our grandparents who were getting it at 60, basically, right? Or even younger. Like that's not gonna happen.
Well, it's already at 61 or 67, but they're trying to push it to 72.
Correct.
You know, so
look at the average life expectancy of most people, men and women, right? It's in the 70s anyways. So anyways, no, what the government's really saying is like, hey, those last couple of years of your life, or life expectancy, if you will, we will help you. Knowing that the truth is because again, if you understand math, there's going to be some people that are going to die younger than that. And then there's going to be some people that are going to live older than that. And so they're playing those law of averages to figure out, right? Like who's going to die younger and who's going to live to be older. And so will they ever do away with Social Security? A lot of people say, oh yes, I don't think so.
I just think
it's going to go when you're like 90 years old, that's when you're going to get it.
Right. Well, and unfortunately, you know, to your point, people are having to work longer because they don't have enough money and they can't even live on Social Security.
Oh, no.
You know, I mean, my parents, unfortunately,
like $1,800 a month or something like that. Like who could live on that?
Yeah. Both my parents are on Social Security, and my dad just this year at 85 retired as a city judge. Now he was only working a day and a half, but still, you know, but my mom has always been a really good budgeter, and so they worked it out, but still, you know, just things that they didn't have in place. And I think some of the biggest problem is we used to have pensions, companies have gone away.
Well, that's
then
what
they
I was
came
about
with the 401k. Yeah, you came with the 401k, but people aren't necessarily putting in that. And then you have the option that a lot of people don't utilize as a Roth. So to your point, like you said, there's so many new things. There's now a strategic annuity that I have that's no fees. It's short term. It protects a down market. And I mean, last year, my clients made almost 40% last year. It was amazing. Yeah, so
well, that's what I was going to say and talk about pensions. So like that was the other thing I was going to say. So what do most people, if you're talking to really older people, like what do they rely on for their source of money income right now, right?
Their pensions or Social Security.
So we've already established that Social Security likely may be around, but it's either not going to be enough to sustain your life, or it's going to be so late in life that it's not really going to matter. Okay, so those are the two things.
Yeah.
Pensions pretty much have gone away.
Yeah.
So pensions, a lot of people, and there's some reason that they went away, right? So like, if you saw with like the Bernie Madoff situation or whatever, there was tons of pensions that are now super underfunded because they had money invested in this Ponzi scheme, which I didn't realize
right.
was a Ponzi scheme. And now they're really hurting for money, et cetera. And so in the nature of like a capitalistic society, which is very free market driven, we decided we would rather give more people control over it. Hence the 401k and the idea of matching, right? Where you put so much in and your employer puts so much in, right?
Right.
And all these kind of things. So the positive is that this does give you more control.
Yes,
the negative is,
for sure.
is that means you have to have a more diligent understanding of what does money look like? How
exactly.
are you investing it?
Yes.
How much money do I need? And all those things, because you, as opposed to like where a pension, you retire and you get so much a month.
Mm-hmm.
401k, I mean, you could take it in a lump sum. You could take it, you could invest in an annuity. You could take it on a monthly basis. Like there's lots of choices.
Well, yeah, there is. And a lot of times you, like to your point, you don't know what you're doing. I had a client that I helped roll over her money out of a 401k. It had been there 10 years. Jack, she had it only in cash and bonds.
Yep.
She was negative 2%.
That's right. Well,
so
that's
sad.
The other thing that I was going to say. If you don't understand and you're yep. not finding an expert, learning about it yourself, whatever, however you want to do it, it doesn't matter to me, baby.
Yep.
Like, you do what you want to do. But if you're not doing that, your money is losing money. And you're saying to yourself,
exactly.
what do you mean? If you leave $100,000 in your bank account right now, and we fast forward 10 years, you have lost money. And
exactly.
you're like, no, I still have the same $100,000. You do, but it's worth less.
Yep. Exactly.
It is worth less because inflation yep. is going to be happening and our money is going to be getting devalued day after day after,
after day.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at 10 years from now, you lost money, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so if you don't want to talk to Debbie, right? You don't want to work with a financial plan or whatever. Like that's perfectly fine. You don't have to, right? That's not the point of this.
The yep. point is not that's your choice.
To sell the services of Debbie or any other person. That's not the intention. The intention is that you got to understand, okay? That if you're not going to do that and you're going to invest, like for instance, I'll give you a perfect example. When I started my very first 401k out of college, I invested at least the max that they were going to match to. So I could get the max amount of dollars coming in to
right.
my account, number one. And then number two, because I didn't have a lot of information about how to invest and I didn't have a lot of money yet. So most investors, especially at that point, because I'm a little older than you probably think I am, they weren't like really going to help me figure that out. I made sure to do a lot. There's a lot of funds usually in a 401k that are like the year you want to retire. So like, I'm looking to retire
right.
in 2050 or 2060 or whatever the heck it is. And you can
right.
invest in that. And they're usually kind of a blended out fund where they're going to be, the younger you are, the more aggressive they're going to be. And
right.
you probably
right.
want a fair bit of return. So if you don't want to go to a professional who can help you figure out exactly where to invest it, at a bare minimum, make sure you're doing something like that.
Exactly. Also, exactly.
Secretly make sure some companies, I don't know if you know this, Debbie, have a clause where some of your money gets invested in their stock
mm-hmm.
when it goes into your 401k.
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily saying that's a bad thing, especially if you work there because maybe, you know, you're helping the progression of this company. Like,
and right, like, right.
You feel like you're going to do good things. But the bad part is if that's not what you want to do, number one, or number two, you leave the company. Maybe
mm-hmm.
you leave because you know, like, man, this sucker is not doing well. Like it's going
right.
downhill. Don't
right.
leave your money there.
Exactly. Never leave your money at a company that you have left. Never.
That idea.
And don't, and honestly, do not roll it over into another 401k. Because a 401k is a money accumulator. When you retire and start pulling money out, you're going to have to roll it over into your own IRA. So go ahead and just start that process when you leave to get it going.
Explain what the difference to them is between 401k or IRA for those who may not know what the difference is, just so they can understand, because we're throwing some acronyms and some numbers
yeah.
and letters out there that you may have be like, what the heck?
What is it? Yeah. So the 401k is for one, the 401k is your company. They're the ones that have the managers, what's TPA, which is they take care of everything for you. They're the ones matching it. But it's just accumulating, and they have fees that they're charging you and stuff. A IRA or an individual retirement plan is your plan. It's in your name. It's not in, usually don't have a joint name. It's based on your Social Security, based on you. So when you're rolling it over, there's no tax problem. Doesn't give you any tax problem. Even if you took the money out and at least put it in within 60 days, got it back in there, but it's much easier just to roll it over. And now that's your money. You have access to it when you need it. And two, depending on, a lot of 401ks now do have Roth. So a Roth means that you're not getting any tax break now. So like when you get paid, say $500
post tax.
Yeah. So if you make $500, well, your tax, you know, with the tax, then you make $450. Well, $50 is going towards the retirement. But when you pull it out at retirement, then you're going to start paying taxes at your, based on your tax bracket. But with a Roth, I'm putting money in. When I pull it out, I get the whole amount. So correct. That's why it's great to have,
you're paying taxes early as opposed to late.
Exactly.
So the decision is you pay taxes on a smaller amount of money before it's had the opportunity to do compounding interest and grow in size, or right. You want to pay it later. And that's the difference. The main difference is between Roth and traditional IRAs.
And it's great to have both. It really is great to have both, because that way when I do retire, say I need $5,000 a month, well, I'm pulling out of my IRA that's a traditional, and then taxes are $500, then I'm pulling out. So I get my full $5,000, you know.
Correct.
So, and Roth, there's some advantages. It still can't pull out before 59 and a half without penalties, unless you want to buy your first home, you want to send your kids to college, or you have medical problems. So you do have some of those advantages. I highly recommend a Roth. It is based on certain criterias of income. So not everyone would qualify,
Well, and not only that, but those amount, like the accounts are capped to a certain level, right? There's only.
Yeah, they are. Income. They are.
And this is all.
They are increasing those every year. They are, because they know we're behind. Over 50, you get actually an extra 1,000, but they do increase them about every about 500 to 1,000 every year. The government started to, because they know everyone's behind on their retirement.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. And this is where, again, implementing a plan matters, because you are capped. And so, like, to Debbie's point, if you realize a certain state in your life that you are behind the game on how much money you need to be investing in retirement to go ahead and get yourself to the level, then you are still capped at those same figures, right? And so therein lies a challenge that you're going to now have to do some investing in maybe some other things that are not retirement related. And there are other things, like
there are
many other choices. However, they may not have as many tax advantages, like something like that. Right. So just like a lot of food for thought. And like I said, there's lots of different ways that you can skin a cat, from that saying. Right. And so you can do it so many different ways, so many different options. The goal here, though, is to just sort of help you understand that education is the key. If you are dealing with some debt situations, which most Americans are right now, there are options, right? Whether you pick debt snowballing, whether you talk to an expert who can kind of try to help you figure that out, whether you look to refinance to pull some cash out to be able to pay off some of those debts, like, you know, those are some choices. Some people, you know, unfortunately end up filing bankruptcy. If you do, understand that's not a sign of failure. It's not, I know there's a lot of stigma surrounding bankruptcy. Many very successful people have filed bankruptcy, and that's not necessarily a negative if that is what you have to do. If you don't want to go that route, but you are really struggling in debt and you just really can't get yourself out, you don't, let's say, have a house to rely on or other ways to try to dig your way out. I know, Debbie, I think you guys have this program too, but basically what happens is when you're late on your payments, there's a company that comes in and they actually negotiate with the creditors to accept a lower amount, and then you pay in a monthly amount to those companies, and then they pay out those creditors. So yes, it is going to trash your credit. So just understand that, but it is a step better than bankruptcy, because once it's done, it's not showing as a public record forever and ever.
Exactly. So yeah.
It kind of acts a little bit like a Chapter 13 without actually being a Chapter 13 bankruptcy.
Right.
If you will.
Right. Yeah.
Lots of options, lots of choices. So I'm just like letting people know that, hey, no matter your situation, no matter your circumstance, there are options, there are ways out. You can financially succeed. You can simplify this. You just have to like sit down and really think it through, right?
Yeah.
Understand what you need to be. So Debbie, yeah, this has been an amazing conversation. Do you have any last minute thoughts? And I know that you can offer that free consultation. So tell everybody where they could find you. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Thank you, Jax. No, this has been great. Yeah. My website is teamwatsonredeemers.com. So you can see lots of different concepts there. Schedule a time with me. I'd love to help you. But just thanks. I love the conversation. And like both of us are just passionate about giving people hope and options. And there's so many out there. So thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and again, for those of you who listen to this podcast frequently, first of all, we appreciate you. And second of all, just literally always remember that you are powerful beyond measure. You can literally make anything work for you. A lot of it is going to just boil down to education and picking the right experts who are going to be in your corner and helping you out. If you're working with people who don't care like that, you're not working with the right person, because plenty of people that are in my circle that touch the financial space, that touch all kinds of spaces, right? Not just financial. They are passionate about helping people. So if you've had a bad experience with somebody in our space, first of all, my heart goes out to you and I apologize. And I'm sorry that has happened to you. But there are good professionals who really do want to help you level up your game. And so I hope this episode of Financial Mastery Simplified has been helpful for you. And we will see you again next time.